We're back now on this Agriculture Today. We are all well acquainted with the economic challenges that are facing farmers and ranchers heading into 2018. It's with that backdrop that we tell you about a series of meetings that K-State Research and Extension will be hosting in December and January. They're organized by the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State. These are called Farming for the Future. And to fill us in on what these are about and why they're being put on, two Research and Extension agricultural economists, Robin Reed and Michael Taylor. This is a continuation of meetings that were conducted last winter. Robin, you might tell us the initiative behind these.
Sure, Eric. I know a lot of our producers around the state attended the top 10 considerations for navigating the struggling farm economy last year, and we wanted to follow that up this year with a series of meetings kind of looking forward. What are we expecting to see in the economy in the coming years, and how you plan your operation based on those expectations?
And that atmosphere of which you speak, well, Michael, there are concerns out there, right?
Absolutely. We're in year four of economic downturn for the farm economy in Kansas. And we need to be looking forward and figuring out how we go from here, depending on what prices do. But just planning and trying to make sure that we're there for the next couple of years.
So you've put a program together which is rather all-encompassing, or at least as much as it possibly can be, in addressing what producers need to be thinking about and how they might respond.
So what we have is a lot of outlook talks looking at the land values, rental rates, cattle and grain outlooks, input costs, and just a macroeconomic interest rate talk. And then we kind of break it at the end into individually as a farm operation, how do you look at farm financial management and what can you do as an individual operation to set yourself up for success in the coming years?
As you two look at this program and have planned it, whom do you envision it's really for? Is it for all producers, for those producers who are already encountering economic difficulties?
I think anybody can benefit from this, no matter where you're at economically, you know, in terms of your individual business. You're going to be planning forward-looking. You need to be. So I think this is really something that any producer could benefit from. And we also keep our meetings open to ag lenders, input dealers, anybody else who is interested, landlords, you know, who would benefit from knowing what's coming. But yeah, I would say we're open definitely to all producers.
Now, there are four locations scheduled. We will repeat these as we go along here, but initially to let you know, December the 14th in Pratt, the 19th of December in Salina, then over into 2018, January the 10th in Scott City, and the 11th at Emporia. There are roughly identical programs at each site, Robin?
Yes, they will be identical. We will have some variation in speakers as we go across the state. We're going to include our KSU Farm Analyst team on this program, representatives from Kansas Farm Management Association, as well as a lot of specialists from our department.
Now, each of you will be on the programs at some point or the other. Michael, you will be at all of them, presumably, and addressing Kansas land values and rental rates, correct?
Yes. Just tracking the land value market. We've been in a downturn. See where that's headed going forward into 2018. Talk about rental rates and whether or not they're budging. You know, what kinds of strategies maybe that folks can use to talk to their landowner and tenant about where they want to be for 2018 rental rates.
Now, we've had this conversation about rental rates before. You want producers to be open-minded about the structure of those rental rates and whether they're working for the current economic returns to farming.
Right. I'm all in favor of communication and, you know, good conversation between landlords and tenants. And that's where a meeting like this can be very beneficial, because it's going to tell both landlords and producers, you know, what things are shaping up for 2018 in terms of commodity prices, interest rates, so on and so forth. And you can put that kind of forward-looking information into your budgets for what you're planning for expected revenues for next year. And that's really important for figuring out what you can afford to pay.
And Robin, for your part, you'll be involved in the farm financial management discussion, right?
Correct, Eric. And kind of our goal here is just to help producers individually for their farm figure out what their goals are and how to attain those goals for the coming years. Some things we're going to touch on: proper debt structure. We have a lot of farms that are getting their operating loan balances up and not being able to pay those down, so maybe some refinancing. maintaining working capital, having money to pay inputs for the coming year, controlling your costs, managing cash flow. There's all kinds of different ways that farm financial management can take to help you prepare for the coming year.
So lots of things to cover here. Glenn Tonzer of your staff will be taking a look at the livestock markets and helping with the overall farm financial outlook there. You've folks from the FSA, Farm Service Agency, to address farm loans. You're trying to make this as comprehensive as possible, then.
We know that the Farm Service Agency loans are kind of a hot item right now as far as helping some of our farmers across the state that don't have access to traditional loans. So we wanted to make sure to get that on the program again this year to make sure we let everybody know about those services.
You even have a session on the macroeconomy. Your colleague Brian Brigham will talk of that and interest rates, Michael.
Yes, which is really important for deciding whether or not you want to be locking in interest rates now if they're anticipating to go up, or if we've still got a couple years to expect of lower interest rates, and you know how you want to manage your finances accordingly.
And we don't want to overlook that our colleague Dan O'Brien, whom you heard from earlier on the broadcast, will discuss the grain market outlook. It's very germane to all of this. As a quick footnote, but nonetheless important, Robin, and we did bring this up when we visited with Dwayne Hunt of the Farm Analyst Program a few days back, these Farming for the Future workshops are a great prelude to a series of farm financial workshops, which will feature the services of Farm Analyst later on.
So our goal with these, Eric, was try to have these intro meetings, which are the Farming to the Future meetings, 3 weeks or so ahead of time when we'd be coming through and offering individual farm financial management workshops. So we encourage producers, if they attend one of these meetings, they can sign up for a workshop at that time and get that individualized help that they might need, or just the second set of eyes to look at their operation going into the future.
And those will be taking place, those farm financial workshops by title, once more at 5 locations around Kansas. Quickly to list those, January 11th and 12th in Salina, January 23rd and 24th in Kingman, February 7th in Colby, February 8th in Dodge City, and February 12th and 13th in Emporia. Those are fully outlined at agmanager.info for those interested in enlisting the services of the Farm Analyst Program. As far as participating in one of these Farming the Future sessions, you do recommend early registration, if at all possible, correct?
Yes, the more that we can plan, it will be a full-day program with the lunch included. So we were asking for registration 5 days prior to the event. We will take walk-ins the day of, but the registration fee will just be a little bit higher.
And $20 if done in advance, $30 at the door.
And you can register at the host location with an agent in the local office, or you can register on the agmanager.info website under events. We can take a credit card registration there as well.
Very good. Agmanager.info is the source for getting that taken care of. Michael, just to let you finish up by making your best pitch to producers why they need to take one of these sessions in.
Because we need to plan for the worst and hope for the best when it comes to looking at our farm financials and our expected returns to both the crop and livestock enterprises. So this is our way of trying to get as good information as possible out to producers and help them make the best decisions they can for their operations.
Once again, it's the Farming for the Future series, which is upcoming very soon now. We would encourage producers to take one of these 4 in. They're well dispersed throughout the state, so they're quite accessible. And Michael and Robin, we wish you the best, both of you, in preparing for them. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Along with us from K-State Research and Extension Agricultural Economics, Michael Taylor and Robin Reed. Once again, here's the rundown for the Farming for the Future sessions taking place in December and January. Thursday, the 14th of December in Pratt, then the 19th, which is a Tuesday, in Salina. Then in January, on the 10th, which is a Wednesday, in Scott City. The following day, Thursday, January the 11th, in Emporia. Once more, get your early reservations in through agmanager.info. While we've a brief moment ahead of the break, we'd also inform you of another conference coming up in early 2018. K-State Research and Extension is a co-sponsor of this one as well. It's the annual Women Managing the Farm Conference. This event has become quite renowned over the last several years as a setting in which women involved in agriculture can hone their skills and knowledge, gearing up for success in this competitive agricultural environment. During this two-day conference, attendees select from presentations covering a wide assortment of topics, including farm finances, relationships and health, agricultural and estate law, crop production and marketing, management, and much, much more. We'll be digging into the particulars of this conference as we draw closer to it, but just an early heads up on the 2018 Women Managing the Farm Conference. It is now scheduled for February the 15th and the 16th here in Manhattan. You can find out more about it, or you can go ahead and register right now at womenmanagingthefarm.com. womenmanagingthefarm.com. You're listening to Agriculture Today.